That is time for the business news with Giles Beckford, who should be there. Giles.
Good morning to you, Corin. Dr. Mario, in the business news this morning, insurance may not offer any pandemic relief. The first of the government's big borrowing tranches gets underway, but there's more to come. And of course, I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Life and health insurers are trimming their policies in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic because some risks are being deemed too great. Partners Life founder and risk expert Naomi Ballantyne says it's important consumers know what they're covered for, particularly if they're renewing or switching policies. She says existing policies can't be altered, but there are changes being made by insurers as they mitigate their own risk. And cover for COVID-related issues is becoming harder to find.
Things like redundancy, which are often optional benefits built into disability products. For example, some companies like ours are applying a mental health exclusion for new customers because the risk of stress and mental health claims is also unknowable and unquantifiable at this point. And some companies have actually put COVID exclusions on their policies for new customers who buy a policy. So they, in those circumstances, wouldn't be covered for COVID-related claims at all.
Naomi Ballantyne of Partners Life, and she says consumers should engage with an advisor to help them choose the best policy. One of Kathmandu's major shareholders, the Briscoe Group, has confirmed it will not buy into the company's new capital raising scheme as it wants to save money and retain strength in its own business. Kathmandu is raising more than $200 million to safeguard its future, given the uncertainties of the pandemic. And its group chief executive, Xavier Simone, says it's saving money where it can,
which includes store refurbishments and planned ERP spend across the group. This is expected to result in $8 million of savings. We have also implemented a number of other initiatives around people, including ceasing the use of casual staff in retail networks and warehouses in all regions. And senior management across all brands have either been stood down or are taking a 20% salary reduction until further notice.
Xavier Simone says Kathmandu is also using the government's wage subsidy scheme, which is offsetting costs significantly. The company's trading halt, which was placed on it ahead of that capital raising announcement yesterday, will be lifted when the market opens today, remembering the new shares are being sold at 50 cents each, which is about a 55% discount to the last traded price. Well, the big boost to government borrowing announced yesterday is just the start of what's likely to be a significant leap in official debt as the government looks to fund further rescue packages to cover costs of the COVID-19 virus. An extra $12 billion of bonds will be issued through to the end of June, roughly at the rate of $850 million a week. And that will take total borrowing for the current financial year to $25 billion. And the scale of the borrowing is unprecedented. It's expected to make the government's net debt level take it from 19% of GDP to around 40 to 50%. BNZ interest rate expert Nick Smythe says there'll be more big borrowing in the May budget and says it will continue in coming years. And he says Treasury might be getting ahead of other countries with its latest move.
We don't yet have a handle on how much that might go up. All we know is that it will go up. I'm speculating here, but there might be an element of front loading from New Zealand debt management in the sense that governments everywhere, and so not just New Zealand, but everywhere, are going to be raising a lot of money in the bond market. But I think the simple message is it's going up for future years as well.
That's Nick Smythe from the BNZ. Let's have a look at the markets now. Wall Street is on the slide again, although it has trimmed its losses. New numbers showing that the rate of new orders for US-made goods fell to an 11-year low, which shows just how the US economy has slowed down. Also, a dire warning on the US death toll from the pandemic. That's all weighing on investor sentiment. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 770 points. That's about 3.5%. The NASDAQ, the technology index, down 3.5% also. And the S&P 500, the broader index, 3.8% lower. Our own top 50 index had its third good session in a row, closing up 129 points, 1.3%. 9926 is where it starts the day. We should note that the market is back to where it was roughly this time last year. The New Zealand dollar is steady at 59.1 US cents, 97.4 Australian, 47.7 British pence, 0.541 euro, 63.4 Japanese yen, and 4.19 yuan. Brent crude oil down $1.40, that's about 5.5%, just under 25 US dollars a barrel. And gold is up $7, $1,578 US dollars an ounce. Time just to tell you that banks are now accepting applications for the government-backed business loans. New Zealand banks will offer $6.25 billion in guaranteed loans to eligible businesses in the government-backed scheme. The government will take 80% of the risk of any loans made. The banks will carry 20%. That's a nice sound in tough times.